one of the places you see the most crazy things go down, an emergency room or an urgent care.
Oh, no question about it. And the thing is that everybody is sick right now, so you can't get near either of them, right? Like, you go in, you know that you're going to spend some time waiting or in a lobby or whatever. And observations, this is when they're made, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaving the other day, and I'm not feeling well for a certain amount of days. And I'm like, I don't have any time to go. If you go to the hospital, I mean, literally the last time I went in there, it took me like 9 hours.
Right.
And I don't know what it is with my doctor's office, but if you call, you can no longer go see my doctor if you're not feeling well.
I told you, you need to get a new doctor.
So I went to the urgent care because I was like, you know what? This is what I got to do. First things first, I'm going to go to this one that I had a good experience with. You know, last time it was relatively quick, all that. I show up. There are bike locks on the door. They have taken the week off. I don't know why. It says, visit us in this other town. That's not going to happen. So I have to go to this other one that I typically don't visit.
Okay.
I walk in. It's an urgent care center. There are three people in the lobby. Suffice to say, when you walk into an urgent care center, you're already not feeling well, right?
Yep.
So I found it a little bit off-putting that they were cranking country music inside the lobby. I mean, I don't know why. Super high volume.
It's a party.
I guess so.
It's a good time.
Yeah, there's three people in the lobby in front of me. They fill out all my paperwork. I fill out all the stuff there. And again, there's not a real urgency to see anybody, it seems, right now in the lobby. There's just an urgency to crank up the music and then get my credit card information.
Oh.
So I pay for the credit card visit, and then I have a whole exchange with them because not only is it not enough that I paid for the visit before, but they want to keep a credit card on file, and they want me to sign this paperwork that says that they're going to save all my credit card information.
All right. Did they ever see you?
At this point, once they finally get me in there, again, there's another guy that's in the lobby that's arguing about the costs that are going to be there with him. Finally bring me in the back. The guy takes one look at me and goes, well, you're sick. And I go, yeah, thanks, doc.
Thank you.
And he says, well, we're not going to test you for anything because all the treatments are actually the same.
Okay.
So he's just like, I'm going to write you this script and you're on your way or whatever.
Well, good news. He had your credit card on file, so you didn't have to worry
for
about
the rest of my life,
paying
apparently. Right, right. You know, I mean, I do feel better now a week later, but it wasn't all on them that got it done.
Yeah, you know, you just see weird things go down right now because there's so many people going to the urgent centers and going to the emergency rooms.
There was a guy that was on the phone with his wife back and forth. He's like, do I do it? Do I not do it? It seemed like he had to do something to start some new job. I don't know. It was wild.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, I was at urgent care because I had sprained my ankle, and of course they were packed. And there was a guy, and the only seat was next to this guy, and his arm is just openly bleeding next to me. And nobody's helping him, and I'm like, this can't be safe or sanitary. Like, and I go up and I ask the receptionist, I'm like, does this guy, you know, need to be seen? And she said, well, if you want to give up your spot.
And you know, the thing is nobody says yes to that. Like, I mean, you know,
typically, I felt so bad I didn't.
Right. Like, if it was your mom or your auntie or something like that, you'd be like, you know what? Maybe I would be a hero another time.
No.
This is a stranger. I don't know this guy. I'm going to stand in this line too. He survived this long.
No, I would give up my spot. If somebody is openly bleeding next to me, they can have my spot in line.
This is the thing about the urgent care, right? When the urgent care first opened up, everybody was like, you're going to get lightning fast service. Now at this point, everything all equally sucks. Nobody is ready to see you anywhere. Oh, man.
What did you see go down at urgent care or at an emergency room? 1-800-330-9999. One of the places you see the most crazy things go down, the emergency room or the urgent care center. Raven's been dealing with it over the last week or so.
Oh, yeah, man. I went into the lobby. It was a trip at the urgent care near my house.
What did you see go down when you were waiting in the lobby? 1-800-330-9999. Bob.
So I'm waiting there. You know, I got a fever, whatever. This mom comes in. And she's got two kids with her, and one of them is clearly, I mean, this kid is ill. He's green. He's, like, foaming at the mouth a little bit, and everyone's, you know, really concerned. When are they going to see this kid? And, you know, this lady comes out, and, you know, the mom's like, please, please, take my kid. And, you know, they're like, it's going to be a few more minutes. The kid immediately turns and just vomits in this potted plant right next to them.
Ew.
And the woman just takes them immediately. Like, let's go right now.
Well, not for nothing, but, like, you were waiting there. What is this poor kid supposed to do at this point?
Yeah, well, what about that plant? What's that plant supposed to do?
Nothing. Just take it.
Jim, what went down at the urgent care?
Oh, man. I saw these guys arguing over a parking spot in front of the urgent care. only for them to get upset the parking spot was a handicapped spot and neither one of them could park there anyway, so they both got arrested.
What? What?
I mean,
yeah.
People got to learn to let it go when it comes to parking spaces, right?
Yes. Like that I'll never understand. Like the road rage stuff, it makes a little more sense to me. Not that it's right, but it makes sense. But when people are literally or getting out of a car to fight over a parking space, like,
right,
you should be embarrassed.
I mean, the parking lot is only so large, so you could circle around. You're going to find another one eventually, right? And if not, let's say you win that parking lot space fight. Then you're going to leave your car there? You think your car is going to be in good shape being left there?
And who is the person that is injured? Are they in the passenger seat waiting to go in while you're having this argument? Did
right,
you let them out?
Care. Right, it's their
yes.
grandmother. Yeah. It's their mother. It's somebody that they're going to have to carry in.
Mm.
Wow.
Darlene, what did you see happen at the ER in urgent care?
Person who is like having a sneezing attack. Like there was something medically happening and they could not stop sneezing. It was like they were like violent sneezes, like one after another. It was insanity. I don't know what it would have been like to be in that person's body, but it was like there was something very wrong. And I don't know what was, I don't know if they were ill, but it was just constant sneezes, one after another, like these violent, loud sneezes. It was insanity. I've never seen anything like it.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, I mean, you can't laugh at somebody because obviously you're there.
And it's,
for
and it's a real medical thing.
And so are they, right? You're just hoping that they're going to make it. On the other hand, it's like it's jarring and it's strange. Anna sneezes every time she sneezes. She sneezes three times in a row. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit odd, but it's just something that she does. But if somebody just keeps going and going and going, it gets a little bit scary after a while.
Why do I sneeze
yeah,
three
I
times
mean,
in a row?
You say bless you, you know, a couple times, and then it's like that's all you get.
No, that's exactly how we do it right here in the studio. Is I say it the first time, then I say, oh, okay, you can have it the second time. Then the third time, I usually threaten her life.
Right, and I never understand why. I kind of just become immune to it because my whole life it's been that. They come in trios, my sneezes.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is strange.